has entitled Rahimahullah Ta'ala, the chapter, the statement of Allah, the Most High, verily, you do not guide whom you like. Verily, you do not guide whom you like. And then the author, he mentioned a narration with regards to the clarification of the reason for the revelation of this verse. And in the statement of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, إِنَّكَ لَا تَهْدِي مَنْ أَحْبَبْتَ, verily, you do not guide whom you like. This is directed to the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam specifically and directly, that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he's not able to guide the people's hearts and to guide their hearts to accepting the truth, that this is something that is in the hands of Allah Azza wa Jal alone. And Allah, He is the one who has created the servants, and their hearts are in His hand. Subhanahu wa ta'ala. بين أصابع الرحمن يقلبها كيف يشاء. كما قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم, that the hearts are between the fingers of Ar-Rahman, and He turns them as He wills. And guidance is in the hands of Allah Azza wa Jal alone. And the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the only thing that he was able to do is to call the people and to clarify for them the truth, and to invite them to the truth, and to clarify likewise to them the falsehood, and to warn them from the falsehood. And as for the acceptance of that, and the people following that and believing in that, and being upright upon that way, then this all is in the hands of Allah Azza wa Jalla. Allah, He is the one who is able to do all things. And Allah Azza wa Jalla, He mentioned about His Prophet and His book, and He says, لَيْسَ عَلَيْكَ هُدَاهُمْ وَلَكِنَّ اللَّهَ يَهْدِي مَنْ يَشَاءُ, that it's not upon you to guide them. Allah Azza wa Jalla, He told His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in His book, لَيْسَ عَلَيْكَ هُدَاهُمْ, it's not upon you to guide them. وَلَكِنَّ اللَّهَ يَهْدِي مَنْ يَشَاءُ, but rather Allah, He guides whom He wills. And likewise, Allah Azza wa Jalla, He has mentioned to His Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, إِنَّمَا عَلَيْكَ الْبَلَاغُ, إِنَّمَا عَلَيْكَ الْبَلَاغُ, the only obligation that is upon you is to convey the message. So that was the obligation of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with regards to the guidance, that he had received the guidance from Allah Azza wa Jalla, and he was guided sallallahu alayhi wa sallam by the revelation, and it was upon him to convey that guidance to the people. As for whether the people accept that guidance and follow it, or whether they believe in him or they disbelieve in him, that this is entirely in the hands of Allah Azza wa Jalla. And Allah, He mentions, Wallahu yahdi man yasha, Wallahu yahdi man yasha, and Allah, He guides whom He wills. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He mentioned in His book likewise, Wallahu yad'u ila dar as-salam wa yahdi man yasha'u ila siratin mustaqim. Allah Azza wa Jalla, He calls the people to the home of peace and safety and security, to the paradise, but He guides whom He wills to the straight path. So therefore, the call to paradise and the call to Jannah, this is general, and this is for all mankind. And this is what the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, He called to. But as for the guidance, then the guidance of the hearts, and the guidance to be upright and steadfast with the proper creed and belief, and the application of that in actions that are righteous and accepted, the guidance of the hearts, all of this is only in the hands of Allah Azza wa Jalla, and it is not for all of the creation. Rather, it is only for whom Allah wills. Wallahu yahdi man yasha'u ila siratin mustaqim. That Allah Azza wa Jalla, He guides whom He wills to the straight path. We have these verses that have preceded in this understanding that guidance is in the hands of Allah Azza wa Jalla. And as the author, he titled this chapter, إِنَّكَ لَا تَهْدِي مَنْ أَحْبَبْدَ, and بَابُ قَوْلِ اللَّهِ تَعَالَى إِنَّكَ لَا تَهْدِي مَنْ أَحْبَبْدَ, the chapter which is titled with the statement of Allah the Most High, that verily you do not guide whom you will. And these evidences likewise that have preceded, لَيْسَ عَلَيْكَ هُدَاهُمْ, It's not upon you to guide them. Wallahu yahdi man yasha'u ila siratin mustaqim. Allah, He guides whom He wills to the straight path. So the guidance is in the hands of Allah Azza wa Jal alone. But if we look into the verses of Allah Azza wa Jal, we will see that He has mentioned in other verses that the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he does guide. And Allah, He mentioned, He says, وَإِنَّكَ لَتَهْدِي إِلَى صِرَاطٍ مُسْتَقِيمٍ. And another verse in the book of Allah Azza wa Jal, Allah, He says, and verily you guide to the straight path. And verily you guide to the straight path. So here we see that in these first verses that are mentioned, Allah has negated guidance from the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and clarified that the guidance is in the hands of Allah alone. And He guides whom He wills, subhanahu wa ta'ala, and the Prophet, He does not guide whoever He likes, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And then Allah Azza wa Jalla, in another verse, He mentioned, وَإِنَّكَ لَتَهْدِي إِلَى صِرَاطٍ مُسْتَقِيمٍ. And verily you guide, O Messenger of Allah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, to the straight path. With regards to this, the ulama, they have a principle, and it's very beneficial to understand with regards to the terms and the words that are used in the text of the Quran and the Sunnah. And that is, if there is something that comes that is negated, and then that same thing is mentioned again, or if an issue comes and with negation, and then that issue comes again and is being affirmed, then they say al-muthbit ghayru al-manfi. Al-muthbit ghayru al-manfi, that the one that is being affirmed is different than the one that is being negated. And we have seen that in the previous chapter, whenever the shafa'a has been mentioned in context of negation, and likewise it has been mentioned in context of affirmation. And therefore we have seen and understood from that al-shafa'a al-manfiya is different than al-shafa'a al-muthbata, that the shafa'a that is negated is different than the one that is affirmed. So similar like that, we have in these verses ayat where Allah, He has negated guidance from the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam and from the people in general. And then there is a verse where Allah has affirmed it for Him sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Therefore, we understand from this principle al-hidayah al-manfiya ghayru al-hidayah al-muthbata lahu sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Hidayah al-manfiya anhu ghayru al-hidayah al-muthbata lahu sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that the guidance that Allah has negated from Him sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, innaka la tahdi man ahbabt, is different and is not the same understanding as the guidance that is affirmed for Him, وَإِنَّكَ لَتَهْدِي إِلَى صِرَاطٍ مُسْتَقِيمٍ, and verily you guide to the straight path, meaning, O Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. So here we have the issue of al-hidayah. Also, sometimes this word is referred to as al-huda. Al-huda wa al-hidayah. Al-huda wa al-hidayah, it means guidance. It means guidance, to be guided. But what is important to know and to understand is that al-hidayah or al-huda is two types. There's two types of guidance. The first type, the scholars, they mention, it is at-tawfiq wal-ilham. At-tawfiq wa al-ilham. And this is the guidance of success from Allah Azza wa Jal, and the guidance of Allah. And it's also known as hidayatu al-qulubi wal-qabool. Hidayatu al-qulubi wal-qabool. And the guidance of the hearts. And this is what is referred to whenever the guidance is negated from the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that this is only for Allah. Hidayatu tawfiqi wal ilham wa hidayatu al qulubi wal qabul. This is only for Allah Azza wa Jal. He is the only one who can guide the hearts to accept the truth and to believe in it. He is the only one who can guide the hearts to understand the truth and to comply to it. All of this is only in the hands of Allah Azza wa Jal, and no one has the right or the ability to do this. Allah Azza wa Jal, huwa al-hadi, تبارك وتعالى. Allah, He is the guide. From His beautiful names and attributes, Al-Hadi, Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. He is the one who guides whom He wills from His servants. And this is Hidayatu al-Tawfiq wa al-Qabul. And it is also known as Hidayatu al-Qulub. So the success and the guidance to believe, the correct belief, and to understand the proper understanding, and to comply to that by performing the righteous actions and avoiding the sins and staying away from the impermissible affairs. All of this is in the hands of Allah Azza wa Jal alone, and this is known as Hidayat al-Tawfiq wa Hidayat al-Qulub, the guidance of success from and Tawfiq from Allah and the guidance of the hearts. So this is what has been referred to in the title of this, in the verse mentioned in the title of this chapter, إِنَّكَ لَا تَهْدِي مَنْ أَحْبَبْتَ وَلَكِنَّ اللَّهَ يَهْدِي مَنْ يَشَاءُ وَهُوَ أَعْلَمُ بِالْمُهْتَدِينَ. That verily you do not guide whom you like, but rather Allah, He guides whom He wills, and Allah, He is the most knowledgeable of those whom are guided. And likewise, the verse that has preceded, لَيْسَ عَلَيْكَ هُدَاهُمْ وَلَكِنَّ اللَّهَ يَهْدِي مَنْ يَشَاءُ. It is not upon you to guide them, meaning this type of guidance, the guidance of التوفيق والقبول, هداية القلوب. ليس عليك هداهم. It's not upon you to guide them, to guide their hearts. This is in the hands of Allah Azza wa Jal. But rather Allah, He guides whom He wills. It has been narrated from some of the Salaf that one of them would say that if my heart was taken out and placed in my right hand, and all of the good of this life and the hereafter was placed in my left hand, I would not be able to put any of that good into my heart, except if it is Allah Azza wa Jal who wills that and places it in my heart. And it's just to make it clear to understand that the guidance and the good of this life, one cannot obtain it except by the permission of Allah. And this here is the point of the author, rahimahullahu ta'ala, of mentioning this verse in this manner, that the guidance is in the hands of Allah, and that this is from the rise of al-Tawheed, and that Allah Azza wa Jal, He alone is the one who guides. And likewise, the benefit of mentioning this chapter in the book of Tawheed, and also after the issue of the Shafa'ah, is to clarify that just like the Shafa'ah does not benefit the Mushrikeen, also seeking forgiveness for them will not benefit the Mushrikeen. Just like the Shafa'ah in the hereafter will not benefit the polytheist and those who disbelieved in Allah Azza wa Jalla and associated partners with Him, likewise seeking forgiveness for them in this life will not benefit them. And this is something that is not permissible. And also, just like no one can intercede on behalf of somebody and take them out of the fire or protect them from the fire or be a means or an intercessor for them to not enter the fire while they deserve that, or to take them out of the fire. I mean, no one can intercede on behalf of another in the hereafter to protect them from the anger of Allah and from His punishment except with His permission. Except with the permission of Allah. مَنْ ذَلَّذِي يَشْفَعُ عِنْدَهُ إِلَّا بِإِذْنِي. And this is what the previous chapter has clarified in the previous classes we have discussed this issue. So just like that as well, in the hereafter, no one can intercede on behalf of another and benefit him or protect him from harm except with the permission of Allah. That likewise, in this life as well, no one can be a means. No one can be a means to protect somebody from falling into the path that leads to the hellfire. And no one can be a means to remove someone or save them from the means that lead to the hellfire, except with the permission of Allah. Meaning that no one can guide anyone away from the hellfire and into the paradise, except with the permission of Allah. And the guidance is in the hands of Allah Azza wa Jal. قُلْ اللَّهُمَّ مَالِكَ الْمُلْكِ. That no one can guide except for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and He is the owner of the dominion subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he used to begin the khutbah in this manner. And this is from the understanding and the benefits found in khutbah al-hajah. that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he would say, "Man yahdi Allah fala mudilla lah," that whoever Allah guides, then no one can misguide him. "Waman yudlil fala hadiya lah," and whoever Allah he leads astray, then no one can guide him. And like this, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala likewise he mentioned in his book, "Man yahdi Allah fahuwa al-muhtadi waman yudlil faulaika humul khasirun," that whoever Allah guides, then he is the one who is guided. And whoever goes astray, and whoever Allah leads astray, then truly they are the losers. They are the losers. And for this reason, it is from Allah alone that guidance is asked and guidance is sought. And it's not permissible to ask the people for this type of guidance or to call on the creation, no matter how high their status or rank may be, to call on the creation to guide the hearts of the people and to give them success to be obedient and to do the good and to be safe from the harm and the evil in the hereafter and misguidance. To be guided is from Allah Azza wa Jalla, and it must be sought from Him alone. And to ask for this type of guidance from other than Allah Azza wa Jalla is a type of shirk. And Allah, He says, as the author He mentioned, "Innaka la tahdi man ahbabd." This is directed to the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. "Verily, you do not guide whom you like, and whom you like to guide." Whoever the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam would like to guide, he's not able to guide them, their hearts. And we have even seen in the previous classes that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he made dua against some individuals. And he had called on Allah Azza wa Jalla to curse them, meaning to take them far away from His mercy and to take them far away from His blessing. And the greatest mercy of Allah Azza wa Jalla and the greatest blessing is to be guided. So the Prophet, he said, "Allahumma il'an fulan wa fulan, fulan and wa fulan." The Prophet, he would make dua and he made qunud against them, and he mentioned them by their names. "May, oh Allah, curse so-and-so and curse so-and-so." And Allah Azza wa Jalla, he revealed to His Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, "Laysa laka min al-amri shay," that you have nothing to do with this affair. And whether Allah guides them or whether they repent. And we have seen that some of those individuals who the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made dua against and asked for them to be taken far from the mercy of Allah, Allah Azza wa Jalla, He had mercy on them and He guided them. And they accepted Islam and their Islam became good. So here we see, "Innaka la tahdi man ahbabd," that you do not guide whom you like, meaning, O Messenger of Allah. So therefore, the guidance is in the hands of Allah, the guidance of the hearts and the guidance of tawfiq and the guidance to accept the truth and to comply to it. All of this in the hands of Allah Azza wa Jalla. So for a person to go to the grave or to go to the mashayikh and the likes like this and to call on them and to hope in them for this type of guidance, this is major shirk. And if this is something that Allah Azza wa Jalla has negated from His Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and He is the best of the creation than those who are lesser than Him, it's very clear that likewise they are not able to guide whom they like as well. But they are not able to guide whom they like as well. As for the second type of al-hidayah, or the second type of al-huda, the ulama, they mention it is hidayah to dilalati wa bayani wa irshad. Hidayah to dilala wa bayani wa irshad. This is the guidance of direction, clarification, and this is the guidance of direction and clarification, and calling and clarifying the truth. So this type of guidance, it is by the permission of Allah in the hands of the prophets and messengers and the people of knowledge. Then those who have the ability to perform this, they are the prophets and messengers and they are the people of knowledge. And they're the ones who are able to call the people to the truth and to clarify it. And this is called hidayatu al-bayani wa dilalati wa irshad, and this is the guidance of clarification and the guidance of clarifying the truth and directing the people to the truth and away from the evil and the likes like this. And this is something that Allah has allowed the prophets and messengers to do, and likewise the people of knowledge. And even here, this is something that is by the permission of Allah Azza wa Jalla as well, and that those people they call to Allah Azza wa Jalla and clarify the truth because of the permission of Allah, meaning that Allah has guided them first and foremost and directed them to that, and then they call others But as for the acceptance of the other people to this call, then this is in the hands of Allah. So the prophets and messengers, they have the knowledge and the revelation, and they clarify the truth, and they call to the Tawheed, and they warn from the falsehood, and they warn from a shirk, and so do the people of knowledge. This is called Hidayatu and Dilalati wal Bayani wal Irshad. So this is what is referred to whenever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he mentioned about his messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and he affirmed for him that he guides. نعم وإنك لتهدي إلى صراط مستقيم. Verily, you guide to the straight path. Meaning you call to the straight path. And you guide to the straight path. And meaning with the beautiful preaching and clarification. And by calling the people and inviting them. As for the fact that they accept that call, or understand that call, or believe in that call, or comply to that, then all of this is in the hands of Allah. And the fact that their hearts will be guided after hearing the guidance, and after hearing the direction, then that is in the hands of Allah. As for calling the people and clarifying the truth, then this is something that Allah Azza wa Jal has given the messengers and prophets the ability to do, and likewise those who inherited them from their knowledge, from the people of knowledge who came after them as well. They have this ability by the permission of Allah to clarify the truth and to call the people to that. So therefore, there is no contradiction between these verses. إِنَّكَ لَا تَهْدِي مَنْ أَحْبَبْتَ وَإِنَّكَ لَتَهْدِي إِلَى صِرَاطٍ مُسْتَقِيمٍ. Verily, you do not guide whom you like, and verily, you guide to the straight path. The first one is with regards to guidance, the guidance of the hearts, and the guidance of compliance and accepting the truth and complying to that. And the second is in reference to the guidance of clarification and calling to the truth and warning from the falsehood. So this second type has been clarified in the Book of Allah in more than one verse. Allah, he says, وَأَمَّا ثَمُودُ فَهَدَيْنَاهُمْ فَاسْتَحَبُّوا الْعَمَى عَلَى الْهُدَى. The verity Thamud, we have guided them, but they have preferred blindness over guidance. And he meaning that Allah had guided them to the right path and clarified for them the correct way, but they did not follow it. Meaning Allah directed them and guided them and showed them the truth and showed them the signs and sent them a messenger, Salih, alayhi salatu wassalam. And he clarified for them the truth, and they had a sign and the naqa and the shikamo, and it was a great sign, but they disbelieved and turned away from those signs, and they turned away from those evidences, and they turned away from those proofs that had come clear to them, and they preferred misguidance and blindness, and the blindness of the hearts away from the truth over the guidance. Likewise, this second type of guidance is also referred to in Surah Al-Balad, when Allah, he says, وَهَدَيْنَاهُ النَّجَدَيْنِ. The human being, Allah has guided him to two paths, and the good and the bad. The good and the bad, meaning that the good and the bad is clarified for the people, and the people are able to see that which is good and wholesome, and that which is bad and evil. But as for the ability to choose that, and as for the ability to follow that way, then this is in the hands of Allah Azza wa Jalla. No one can give somebody the success to do this or to guide the hearts to accept the truth and to follow it except for Allah Azza wa Jalla. And this is the point here. So the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he can guide. And in the guidance of Ad-Dilala wa Al-Bayani wa Irshad. Wa innaka latahdi ila siratin mustaqim. And likewise, the people of knowledge after them as well, they have this ability. And Allah, he mentioned about this likewise, وَجَعَلْنَا مِنْهُمْ أَئِمَّةً يَهْدُونَ بِأَمْرِنَا لَمَّا صَبَرُوا وَكَانُوا بِآيَاتِنَا يُقِنُونَ. And we have made from them, from the children of Israel, those who have preceded. And we have made from them imams, and they guide by our command, guiding by our command whenever they were patient, and they had certainty in our verses. So Allah affirmed from them their imams, that those who are upon the right guidance themselves, that they guide by the command of Allah Azza wa Jal. They guide by the command of Allah Azza wa Jal. So this is the dilala, hidayatu dilalati wal bayani wal tawfiq. As for hidayatu ad-dilalati wal bayani wal irshad. As for hidayatu al-tawfiqi wal qabool, hidayatu al-qulub, then this is only in the hands of Allah Azza wa Jal. And this is likewise the clarification that He is the only one who's worthy of worship, the one who is able to guide the people, and He guides whom He wills, and He the one who directs them and guides them to that which is the truth and correct and upright in speech and in creed and in deed and in action. This is only Allah Azza wa Jal. This is in the hands of Allah alone, and no one can guide. Therefore, He's the only one who's worthy of worship. And those who are not able to guide and cannot be guided except if Allah guides them. And then if Allah guides them and allows them to guide others and to be a means to guide others, then this is from His permission alone, subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is clarifying the reality of Tawheed, and that Allah is the only one who is worthy of worship. There is another type of guidance that the ulama, they mention, and they say, they call it al-hidayah al-amma, and it's the general guidance. The general guidance that Allah has guided the creatures and the creation to understand it, to know that which is generally beneficial for it in its life. All of the creation, Allah has guided it, and the animals have been guided, and the bees have been guided, and likewise the trees and the plants, they all have a type of guidance, and everything that is alive, Allah has inspired it and guided it to know that which is best for its life. And the likes like this, that these things, they know how to live, and they know how to achieve that which is good for their life in this life. And the animals, they know how to obtain food, and they know how to obtain provision, and they know how to walk, and they know how to move and to communicate with each other. And the birds, they know how to fly, and Allah, He inspired them. And the ants, they know how to communicate and build homes and communities, and to obtain food, and likewise to create, procreate, and the likes like all of this. Allah Azza wa Jal, He has inspired the animals to be able to do this. He has guided them, subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is a general guidance. Even the human being, he has this type of general guidance, that he knows that which is beneficial for him and that which is not beneficial for him, and he knows how to move to obtain his affairs. So here we see that the author, he's mentioning this chapter to clarify this great right of Tawheed, and that is to believe that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He alone is the one who is able to guide, and that this is from His right, subhanahu wa ta'ala, and that the one who is able to guide the hearts, He is the one who is worthy of worship. And those who they themselves are not able to guide the hearts, and they themselves cannot be guided except for with the permission of Allah Azza wa Jal. And likewise, they cannot guide others except with the permission of Allah Azza wa Jal. This is a clarification that these other things besides Allah, they're not worthy of worship, no matter how lofty or high they may be. هذا وصلى الله على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم.